my Fenzo Yasamine of Oi's band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Now it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, welcome to it. Let's get this thing going, shall we? Dan Dirkholtz joining us in a bit. Our music journalist will talk about some of the new releases out this week. Also planned upcoming concerts from National Acts rolling through town this week that you may want to catch. Also, we bring it a little closer to home. It's Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward joins us, as she does each week.
Hello.
Hi, Cupcake. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I'd dress up for this evening. Do you like
Get your blue sweatsuit on. You do. You look like a St. Louis University cheerleader.
Never been called that before.
Without the pom-poms.
And that.
Sorry, I'll just leave that right there. Way too many jokes. So, how you been? How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm so happy today. You know what we did today? We took a digital drum kit to Urban Future School over there on Grand Avenue. And they didn't even know we were coming. And I guess the guy that teaches some of the students there, he's a drumline expert. And I thought he was going to cry when we were pulling it out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a $2,000 piece of equipment that they had no idea it was coming. So we were a little Santa Claus today.
Nice. How about your pianos? I think you're looking for pianos again.
I think I might be good on pianos.
Really?
Yeah,
I'd help you move them, but I'm busy that afternoon.
No, it's okay. I think I've got that worked out. So we're going to place them at the Grand Arts Center. I'm totally stoked about that. I think we have like 8 of them.
Awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to get a piano.
All right, so what are you looking for musically?
I need some violins, a lot of them.
Okay.
Well, I need about 8 violins.
All right.
Again, we're helping out East St. Louis's music program that they're launching.
Right.
And part of her list is many things, a lot of which we already have. Some keyboards and that drum something you mentioned that you had. But
drum machine, yes.
A drum machine.
I'm going to bring that in. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We'll get it next time. A drum machine, but definitely she's looking for like 8 violins, quarter-size violins, if anybody has any of those laying around.
Okay.
You can bring them tomorrow night to the St. Charles Family Arena because we have a show there.
What's going on at the Family Arena tomorrow night, he said knowingly.
It kicks off at 7 p.m., couple of things going on. Almost Kiss from Kansas City are going to perform with my local favorite, Savage Amusement, which is a great tribute band here in St. Louis to the world-renowned Scorpions.
Okay, they're both playing?
Yes.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to stand in the stage and make announcements about Play It Forward.
There'll be a mosh pit. You know there'll be a mosh pit.
Do you think? Should I jump in it?
Absolutely. But I would be that guy where everyone parts, you know, like the Red Sea. Hit the floor and I just lay there until the paramedics show up.
Have like syrupy soda,
yeah.
Popcorn stuck to you.
Not happening. Not happening for me. But thank you. Thank you anyway. So that should be a good show. I know you've been excited about that. And what are they asking people to bring?
Well, I've actually spray painted a bunch of boxes today. I put Play It Forward all over them. And I'm just going to set them around the entrance of the arena. So please, if you're in the area and you do have that violin, flute, clarinet, horn, anything that you can drop off to that location would be great because that's what Play It Forward is there for tomorrow night.
And that'll be at Family Arena, and Almost Kiss is one of the bands.
Yes.
You didn't get Mini Kiss, which really kind of hurt my feelings because they're like my favorite band under 4 feet tall.
And that's still just weird to me that that's your favorite.
Why?
I don't know. I've never seen them, so I can't comment.
Do you have a problem with little people? Is
no.
that what this is?
No. Do you have an issue for little people?
No, I don't. No, I don't. And who else is playing?
This Savage Amusement, St. Louis's own Scorpios tribute band.
Scorpios?
Scorpions.
Why didn't the Scorpions just come?
I don't know. We should ask them.
What are they doing? Oh, just ask them. Yeah, like, oh, let's call the Scorpions. I'm sure they're in the phone book.
Well, James is on the line. Let's ask him.
James. James who? James Kotak, the drummer?
Yeah.
Was this a friend of yours?
I'm here, man.
Here he is.
This is the drummer from
kidding?
The...
I got Samantha on the phone. Are you kidding?
Is this the drummer from the Scorpions, James Kotak?
This is James Kotak, drummer from the Scorpions, calling from Southern California. And it's a beautiful, wonderful night. And I just called in to say hello and give my support for this situation.
Awesome.
This situation, you've got it nailed down. This is very much a situation every week, James. So, Savage Amusement, a local band tributing the band that you're in. Have you seen a tribute band to the Scorpions before? I think that would be kind of odd.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. I've been so fortunate because I do a thing called the James Kotak Rock and Roll Extravaganza Drum Clinic around the world. And I'll tell you what, there was a Scorpion tribute band in France with a female lead singer, and she was incredible. And but I had the opportunity to play with Savage Amusement in St. Louis about a year and a half ago. And I'll tell you what, I became friends with these guys. They invited me. They were awesome. They were like great musicians. And I became friends with them, and they came to our show in Chicago this last summer. And I'll tell you what, you know, I've made a connection with them, and I wish like hell I could be there tomorrow night.
I would think it would be kind of scary for them. I mean, it would be like an Elvis impersonator doing a show and looking out and seeing the king in the audience.
Well, I'm very flattered that you would say that, but I'll tell you what, man, these guys carry their own. Look, you know, I'm so flattered. I've been in Scorpions for 17 years, and I play with Rudolph Klaus Matthias. But I'll tell you what, the Savage Amusement guys, they play, they're just excellent, you know? And I don't have to say this. I don't, you know, it's not like I get anything out of it. But I'll tell you what, they're my friends. And most of all, they're a great rock and roll band.
So are the Scorpions, and if memory serves, when they first hit the scene, I thought I remembered a couple of guys, whether the singer or some, none of them spoke any English. Aren't they from Germany?
Well, yeah, of course. Rudolph, Klaus, Matthias are living in Hanover, Germany. But you know what? Their English is excellent, you know, and that's why I never learned German, to tell you the truth. And they're gentlemen, and, you know... But it's like when we rehearse, like they speak in German. I know what they're saying, and you know, alles klar.
So, talk about your show and what you do. I would think that a Scorpions concert has a lot of pyrotechnics, a lot of things blowing up real good. Is it like that still?
You know what? We've had a great run the last 3 years. We toured the world, and we toured the United States. We're kind of like in hibernation mode right now. But the last year, we had so many European countries and, Russia, everywhere. Name it, we played it. And I'll tell you what, we're exhausted. We're tired. But you know what? We're going to take a little time and recoup and relax and and we're going to see what's going to go on next.
Bonafide rock star and drummer for the Scorpions, one of the great heavy metal rock bands.
Thank you.
At one point, if I'm not mistaken, was the brother-in-law of Tommy Lee. Were you not?
As a matter of fact, my wife was Athena Lee, who is the sister of Tommy Lee, and we were married for 15 years. And as of today, I signed those divorce papers. But we have three beautiful children, and I'm very proud of the time I spent with them. And two of the children live with me. And, you know, it's like no regrets, you know.
Well, mazel tov on the paperwork. So now, just describe a Thanksgiving dinner with you and Tommy Lee at the same table.
Well, I'll tell you what. A few years ago, we had Thanksgiving, and we put the turkey in the oven, and we were pulling that turkey out, and we dropped the entire turkey on the floor, and it went everywhere. And me and Tommy picked it up, put it back on the platter, and nobody knew a thing.
See, it's different when you're a rock star. You can do stuff like that.
Yes, we did it, too.
I would take it a hiatus. Are you doing some other musical stuff? Because I know you play with a lot of other people, including Montrose, for a while, right?
Yeah, dude, Montrose was my dream, and I'm so sorry that he went away. Montrose is my mentor. But also, I've been talking with Lenny, the singer for Kingdom Come. We were talking about a reunion and putting another album out. And also, right now, as we speak, I'm at Rick Steyer's house, the guitarist for Kingdom Come. And we're trying to figure out what to do with the rest of our life. But and also, I got a couple projects going on. And so, hey, let me talk to Rick Steyer.
Anything?
He
anything?
He's the guitarist from Kingdom Come and One. Talk to him.
It's Yo. A jam session.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother? Who's this?
This is James's parole officer, and we just need to check in and make regular phone calls and make sure he's still staying within the confines of his home.
Well, I don't know, because does it count if you had a sex change? Is it still the same person?
No, he's actually doubled his wardrobe, so tell him tell him congratulations.
There's someone called Jamie here. Does that work?
All of a sudden, the song Lola is going through my head.
I
didn't mean to cut in on the fun. Well, have a good night, guys, and tell James thanks for checking in and the support of Savage Amusement, and they're doing a concert benefiting Play It Forward this weekend, and that's awesome. All right, Sam, I will never doubt you again that you know rock stars. All of a sudden, hey, here's a drummer from the Scorpions. What do you think of that?
Thank you, James. I appreciate your call in tonight, babe.
All right, so that happened. All right, let's get a couple songs in here if we can. Some local bands you can turn us on to and something?
Yeah, again, I love these younger bands in St. Louis. This band is called Since 1902. I'm really curious of how they got in their band name. I haven't found that out yet. But they've been described as Irish pirate rockabilly, and I was digging that. So I looked on their Facebook. You can check them out there at Since1902. Members of the band, Justin Notch, I think.
Enoch.
Enoch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robert Dunn, Caleb Hill, Nathaniel.
Endicott,
and Peter.
Hollihan.
What would I do without you, my friend?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you're a great sidekick. Any hoops, they will be at Lemons on April 28th for another Play It Forward show for the Rock You Fest. That's where all these younger high school bands can come and sign up for the Rock You Fest that is going to be at the Atomic Cowboy in September. So, but I like this group. I thought it was kind of cool. And this track is called Timeshare.
Sugar-coated sucker bunch, spit out that loose tooth. You didn't need it anyway. Laughter, mustard in a pickle jar. People up and fade away. No matter what the Bible say. Look down, foam injected styrofoam. Will boys become corrupted? You believe in if it grows at all.
All right, so what's the name of that band?
Since 1902.
Since 1902 is the name of the band, and described as Irish pirate rockabilly. Where do you get booked for that? Well, I got another Long John Silver's gig on Friday. Everybody got their patch?
Irish pirate rockabilly. I love it.
I do, too. Really kind of cool sound, and not like, you know who they sound like? Nobody.
Yeah, they got a great sound, and I truly believe that they're in their early teens. So, again, great support for local younger bands of St. Louis, Missouri. Good stuff.
At least they're not playing that hard rock and roll music that the kids are listening to today.
Oh, boy. Like the Scorpions. I can't believe I called the guy Scorpio. Of course I would say something like that.
Who, Jamie? All right, we do one more track. Sam, what do you guys share with us?
All right, a friend of mine called me yesterday, a good friend of mine, Kurt Gardner. Known each other for years, and he's my faith-based friend. I love it. And we were talking music and Christian rock, and he turned me on to some Christian rap that I haven't heard before. So I thought it was kind of cool, and I thought we'd spin a bit tonight. How about that?
Huh? Christian rap.
Christian rap.
Okay.
Yes, folks, you've heard it here for the first time.
I believe it. And they've got a show coming up or something?
They do. There's a show on May 17th at the Ambassador Event Center, 9800 Halls Ferry Road. $17. Show starts at 7 p.m. I believe there's a few artists on the lineup. You can check it out at kingdompromo.net.
When is the show?
May 17th.
Okay.
This artist is called Flame. He's from St. Louis. And again, he's a Christian rap artist. And he'll also be appearing with an artist named Lecrae.
Sure.
Something like that. Okay. Again, Ambassador Events Center on May 17th.
Safe to say, too, the first time we have played Christian rap.
I'm just saying you've heard it here for the first time on the Thursday Night Music Club.
Play it forward, STL.org. Don't forget the concert Friday night at the Family Arena. Savage Amusement and Almost Kiss. Bring an instrument, too. Sam, love you, dear. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate everything about you, John Carney.
Everything. Well, you don't know everything about me. That's why.
That's weird.
Some Christian rap from Flame takes us to the break. Dan Durkholz coming up on the Thursday Night Music Club. Lost in your skin, can find you like Osama. Yes, I'ma address this issue. I must kick truth like I'm doing jiu-jitsu. If you were Christ, would Judas kiss you? Snitch you as a fish you. To the point where they rip the rip through your tissue. Just true, proof to fix you. Will those be the ones you give your unconditional love? Or they spit on you? Live